Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. This Mishnah is fairly challenging for a number of reasons. The first and perhaps most essential reason, in terms of how I set up shot here, is that it refers to Chala of Demai. Now, Demai is a term of art, typically. We had whole Masechas Demai, and it referred to produce that you purchase from an Amah Aretz. And there were certain rules that applied to Demai. I don't want to get into them right now. In any case, the Rambam and the Bar Tanur, actually, both in Masechas Brachos in the 7th Perek, had said that Demai is an abbreviation for the word da, this, and my, what is it? Meaning something of questionable status, which indeed is what Demai is. There are two approaches in the Rishonim regarding this Mishnah. The Rambam understands that the use of the term Demai here is just a borrowed term. Meaning, in our Mishnah, we're not talking about Demai, really Demai, the term of art Demai. We're talking about any old dough whose challah status is in question. That is, say, for example, you have a batch of dough and you simply forgot whether or not you had taken the challah from it or not. That being the case, it's now a question. It's questionable whether or not it must be taken again. So that is what we're talking about when we say demai over here. Simply a batch of dough whose status is a big question mark. The other approach, the approach of the Rash Misans, the Rash understands that we're talking about demai itself, demai proper, the good old fashioned demai, and that's what's going on over here. Now, the general policy of this shear, of my shear that I give, is to follow the approach of the Bar Tanura. And I stick to him, and then I will say other pshatim afterwards as necessary. In this particular Mishnah, it's a little tricky. He seems to conflate those two shitas, the approach of the Rambam and the Rush, and combine them a little bit. But they don't. It's not clear how that works exactly, and therefore I'm going to deviate from the usual principles here. I'm going to say this Mishnah according to the Rambam only. And I think that's less is more in the case of this Mishnah, which is quite a tricky Mishnah. So I'm learning this Mishnah like the Rambam, not like the Bar Tanura, which is the usual policy here, not like the Rush. And we're simply understand the word demai to mean any kind of dough whose status regarding whether or not challah must be taken is left in question. I gave you an example. For example, you just don't remember if you took challah or not from this dough. It's a question mark. Okay? So now, the point of this Mishnah is very simple. We're going to say that for such dough, questionable dough, meaning questionable if challah has been removed or not, we will be lenient in three areas of halacha. You will recall that we said three separate halachas I'll enumerate right now, strictures regarding taking of challah. The first one was it has to be taken min hamukaf, it has to be taken from batches that are sufficiently close together. Remember, that was when you're talking about batches that you are you don't mind if they combine, then as long as they're in the same room, it's called mukaf. If you do not want them to combine, for them to be taking one challah for both batches, you'd actually have to physically connect them. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you recall at the end of the first parak Mishnah test, we had said that you may not take challah from a tahor batch on behalf of tameh, or vice versa, but the chiddush is even tahor on behalf of tameh, which you really want to do because everyone's a winner. The kohen will get some tahor food rather than tameh challah. You still may not do it. The rationale for that, if you recall, kind of was because of the issue of mukaf, and we're afraid that you won't do it right, and we discussed a little more previously in Masechta, how there was a potential solution to that, but in any case, halachas, we don't do it. And the third halacha is that you're supposed to take from the best part. You're not supposed to take on lower quality dough on behalf of higher quality dough. But this Mishnah is going to say that in the case of questionable dough that may or may not be subject required to have challah removed from it, we will be lenient in all three of those areas. So here the Mishnah says inside. 4-6. Now it's quite difficult to, the sentence is a little tricky just to translate. It's just a long sentence and structured not the same way normal English syntax is, but I will do my best. The point of the Mishnah is simply going to say, let me say it outside first without translating it. It's going to say that if you have, let's say, dough in the kitchen, and that dough is demai, it's dough that you just don't know if it needs to be have challah removed from it or not. So you can keep in a different room, back, I'll call it the vault. Back in the vault, you can keep a batch of dough and use that batch of dough to solve any of your suffix, your uncertain situations. You can take challah from the batch of dough in the vault on behalf of any questionable batches in the kitchen, even though they're not mukaf, they're not close together in the same room even if it's tahor and the batch you're working with is tameh, even if the quality of the dough in the vault is of lower quality dough than what you have back in the kitchen, still you can use that dough in the vault to separate challah on behalf of the dough you have back in the kitchen. That's what the Mishnah has to say for itself. The words, I'll translate them quite literally, even though the sentence is a complex sentence. Here goes. Notel Adam, a person may take kedei challah me'isa shlo hurma chalasa. He can take the amount of challah necessary to separate from a dough shlo hurma chalasa that hadn't yet had its challah removed from it. La'asosa b'tahara, to ensure that he is doing it in tahara, meaning he's giving a tahor batch of dough from the dough back at the vault on behalf of the questionable dough in the kitchen. Leos mafresh aleh v'holech, and he can keep on doing that. He can take challah again and again, another portion from the dough back in the vault. Challas damai on behalf of the questionable dough in the kitchen. Ad shetisareach, until the dough in the vault really spoils altogether, becomes inedible even for a dog. Meaning, but even before that, when it's just starting to spoil and it's of lower quality, it's less fresh than in the vault than it is back in the batch, questionable batch in the kitchen, it's still permitted to take from the vault. That's the chiddush. Shechalas damai, because taking challah from a questionable batch of dough, the one in the kitchen, nitelas min a tahor ala tame, you're allowed to take from tahor on behalf of tame. And v'shalom and mukaf, and also even if they're not in the same room, they're not sufficiently close together, it's still okay. That's the Mishnah's point and the discussion. At least that's how the Rambam learns it, and we'll stick to that for now. Just one side point, you may have a question, which is, how is it going to work that you can take challah more than once from the dough back in the vault? You would think that once you take it the first time, now you've exempted that vault dough, if you will, from any further challah takings, and that being the case, it wouldn't work. And the answer is, you're probably right, and therefore you have to come up with another solution. Like, for example, you'd have to, for argument's sake, separate a portion of that dough from the vault that's separate, that you're not taking the little challah pieces on behalf of it. So then, by the end of the story, you'll have some pure un-challah removed dough to, at the end, to take challah from. And you make it a condition like that. Whatever it is, the question is probably better than the answer. And this, the Mishnah is not really discussing that point. The Mishnah is just focusing on the general leniencies that you can take challah from tahor on behalf of tameh, even though it's not in a mukaf, and even though it's from lower quality. If we're talking about dough, that is a question mark whether or not it needs to have challah removed or not. Again, that's the Rambam's pshat. The Bar Tanura is a little tricky. And if you want to make sense of it, you first at least have to study the rush inside.